Everybody gather round, it's time for the Big Ten Hoedown. Kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the Big Ten Hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when Big Ten does a hoedown, he really kicks up some dust.
Wee,
oink, oink.
Big Ten time! Sponsors.
American Leak Detection.
See, Danny? What? People do win.
I love it. What a great day for America. All right, let's get right to it. Let's play. We haven't done it in a while. Spin or spare.
Spin or spare.
Music has been dropped. These are new releases as of last Friday, and I'm going to bring a few of these to you today. Let's just go ahead and jump right in. I fast-forwarded about 36 seconds into this song because there is a long guitar intro. I hope neither one of you have heard this, but we all know who this is, and we know this song. It's a cover.
It's a Stanley Cup song.
So close, no matter how far. Couldn't
queen of covers.
See if somebody jumps in here.
So close, nope.
Whoa. Hang on.
Are you waiting for...
He doesn't. He never does?
No.
What's the point?
You did about Elton John?
Yeah.
He's not in... I don't understand this either. Okay, so...
Yeah, so you can make this down a little bit, David. Miley Cyrus doing Metallica's Nothing Else Matters, but it also says featuring Watt, in all caps, W-A-T-T, Elton John, and Yo-Yo.
So Yo-Yo Ma, at the very...
it just goes to Yo-Yo on my Spotify.
Oh. At the very, very end of the song, Yo-Yo Ma does a cello solo.
Sure.
At the very end.
Maybe Elton singing the harmony.
Maybe.
That's got to be what it is. Who's Watt?
I've never heard of Watt. Chad Smith is playing drums from the Chili
Peppers.
Nice.
Okay.
Robert Trujillo from Metallica is playing bass.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, and then you got... then here's Yo-Yo. But I don't understand the Elton John.
I think that might
here's
have been
Here's Yo-Yo.
It must have been him on harmony vocals.
So what this is, it is the 30th anniversary box set.
Of the Black Album?
Yeah, of the Black Album.
30 years, Bob.
30 years.
Let's go.
So listen to this. The reissue will be, I think, in the middle of September, but it'll include a deluxe box set with 14 CDs, 6 vinyl LPs,
no,
6 DVDs,
no,
and more.
No. Who
so,
has... time.
It is a full cover album, so it's not just picking artists to do each of the 12 songs.
Sure.
There are 52 versions of the 12 songs.
Sure.
This one, Weezer's on here, My Morning Jacket's on here, Cage the Elephant's on here, Saint Vincent, Jason Isbell. It's a who's who list of big bands that were chosen to do this specifically by Metallica. They chose these bands to do it. So I've heard the Isbell cover too. But yeah, it's... I mean, I'm interested.
I like her, man. I think
this
she's
great.
Such an original sounding voice.
So husky.
Yeah. It's like dipping into that Cher world without being Cher.
Who knew?
I'm in.
And when this little band from San Francisco came out with Kill 'Em All back in, like, what, 1981 or 2? And I'm banging my head to the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Thinking that is kick-ass. Who knew they would ever become what they become?
Maybe it's this insane. Is Elton. This is probably Watt.
What's a Watt?
I don't know.
He does look like he plays the guitar, Watt.
Watt does, yeah. This is Watt.
Edna's a big fan of his. Who is it, Edna? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Watt.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's cool. Yes.
Spin that
cool.
sucker. All right. I hate this band, but this isn't terrible.
Oh, The Cure.
Yet, Corby?
I have not. I don't think.
You'll know it when you hear the singer.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not even guessing what your plans may be. Yeah, you're twisted in your bed like you're a Japanese tree. Those are pretty long arms driving from the backseat. Lay it on heavy like a sand on the beach. Yeah, your ears are honking at me. I can't hear the grass and leaves in the leaves. Walking in my head like iron shoes on the feet. You're twisted in your bed like you're a Japanese tree. A place to go, and I have a place to leave. We'll split the gasoline and sleep in the backseat. When can we leave? Why can't we leave? When can we leave? Oh, you gotta figure it out, and I'll learn eventually. We'll ditch our phones and the rest of our bathroom. When
so this is Modest Mouse, right?
If the answer is yes, if the question is this Modest Mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Modest Mouse with a song called Japanese Trees.
Okay, they have another one that they've dropped that's that's a big single off this.
This is the one that they released last Friday.
Okay, so I can't remember the one that... Can't remember, but it's not this one. They've already moved on from their other single.
I think it's pretty lame when it gets to the chorus, but that verse is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. That sounds like the Strokes bass player.
It's all right. I'm not spinning it, though.
Yeah.
It's no Float On.
No, it's no Float On. Definitely no Float On.
I like this better than Float On.
You do?
Yeah, I don't like Float On. This band has the claim to having almost kicked the ass of my best friend at Trees, or at Club Dada one night.
I think Leave a Light On is the song off, that's the big single off of it.
I think I'd like to hear more about that story at the time of your choosing.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. He was at a friend of ours, got him in free to see Modest Mouse, and Modest he proceeded... Mouse. To get blasted on alcohol, and after their set, prance around the... Remember when the bar was in the middle of Club Dada?
Yeah.
In the very center, as opposed to where it is on the far left now. He was marching, like he's a band leader, around the bar going, Modest Mouse sucks! Modest Mouse sucks! Modest Mouse sucks! And they're kind of breaking their gear down, looking at him as he's going, making circles.
Like, why was he doing that?
Because he hates Modest Mouse almost as much as I do, or
why
more.
Why would you do that?
Because he was drunk.
Oh, God.
And one of the guys in the band went over to our mutual friend and said, hey, you might want to tell your friend to cut it out because he's about to get his ass kicked.
Right, yeah, the whole band.
Anyway,
that's
I wish
incredible.
I'd have been there for that. All right, here's a very popular artist for music and also appearing in Game of Thrones.
Hodor.
It's not Hodor.
No.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Big
My bad habits lead to late nights.
No, it's the Hound. Wouldn't you be surprised if the Hound's voice sounded like this?
Is Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it's Ed Sheeran.
Boy, he's very poppy.
Yeah. He sure is. Pop artists like getting paid, Corby. And he makes more money than you do.
Does Ed Sheeran, though, any kind of schmaltzy ballady guy?
Yeah. That's kind of how I thought he positioned himself early in his career.
This is thumping.
Yeah.
This is going. Did you see him the other day at the game?
I did.
Sitting next to David Beckham?
Sitting next to David Beckham is right.
I wonder who had more money. I'm not kidding, dude.
Beckham has more money.
Ed Sheeran is worth a lot of money.
Beckham's been doing this for 25 years.
I'll let you guys look that up. By the way, I'm giving this a not spin.
I don't like it, but if I was into pop meat, like this stuff, this is pretty cool.
I could try clothes on to this at the Chess King dressing rooms, because that's what this sounds like to me.
Let's do one more real quick before we...
Do you guys hang this up, or do I return it over there?
What?
No, I'm just going through a Chess King conversation.
Oh, okay. All right, one more real quick?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
It's not Stephen Jones.
Huh.
That is a big plate of nachos.
Isn't it?
Me quieres tener sin perder al otro.
Do I know who this is?
Maybe. Depends.
This is like a reliever for the Rangers.
Not taking you seriously.
What is this?
Corby, Bob, this is the latest single from Espinoza Paz with Capilla y Catedral in Vivo.
The guy that does a beep, beep, beep.
No, it's not. No, this is just a big new hit release from the mariachi charts.
What are you doing?
It's new music. Do you spin it or spare it? Look, I told you guys, mariachi done right is really good.
Is this that?
And Espinoza Paz is crushing it right now. Now, you guys can spare it if you want, but I'm giving this a big fat spin.
By the way, Ed Sheeran's worth $220 million.
Take the over for Beckham.
What do you think?
$300.
$450. But is that Victoria money or is that David money?
Well, look up Victoria.
It's a lot of David money.
No, I think it's all David.
David's
are you guys spinning Espinosa?
No,
pause?
I don't like this.
I'm gonna.
You don't like this?
No.
You couldn't hear this in a scene in Breaking Bad and like get behind it?
Yeah, in the show for like 2 minutes,
and you would have liked it.
Yeah, but I'm not. I can't do this.
God,
Corby, what are they saying? What is this?
He's amazing, Bob.
You think he's going to spin it?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Have you met his wife?
Yes, and she doesn't like it either.
Yeah, she does. She sent this to me.
I've been to a Mumford and Show Mumford and Son show with her, and she would not like this. Right?
I mean, if the mood is right, if there are marks.
Well, yeah. If I'm at a restaurant and there's a bowl of queso there, then maybe.
God, just minimizing and marginalizing this beautiful music.
Let's not do queso.
Be something to accompany you and your tostadas.
Maybe some tableside guac.
Okay.
Okay.
If they're making it fresh, then I will spin that.
Well, of course. What other tableside do you get?
All right, this segment is continuing under protest by me. Thumbs up. Spin, Espinoza Paz.
There you go.
There it is.
There is spin or spare.
What a great day.
Yeah.
Stephen Johns and his Skate Across America next.